commonly suffer from acne? Do you take prescription drugs and get little or no relief? Is your skin always dry and itching and peeling due to the side effects of chemicals and drugs? Do you have trouble looking in the mirror and being happy with what you see? Do you avoid going out in the world due to your acne? Are you spending ridiculous amounts of money with little or no results? Well, you may find relief. Relief is available to most sufferers online at healthstarproducts.com. It's guaranteed, or you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStar Products, H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. Go to www.healthstarproducts.com and find out about the acne program. Find out if it works for you or a member of your family. If it doesn't,
you get your
money back.
This number's for Anne-Marie Jones.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Do you think the right wing is afraid of the movie industry? I mean, last week we had the Academy Awards, and the right wing seems to be upset not with gratuitous depictions of violence. No, they're okay with that, right? It can be as gory as it wants to be, as long as, well, Jesus is getting the brunt of it all and you can blame the Jews. No, the right wing seems to have problems with discussions of contemporary issues, issues like homosexuality or racism or stereotypes. And to address this question of what it is that the right wing is so afraid of, I've invited Catherine DeBrecht. She is the author of Help Mom, Hollywood's in My Hamper. She's actually the former author of Help Mom, the Liberals Under My Bed. And what's interesting about Catherine DeBrecht, of course, is that she is herself promoting propaganda to children and yet seems to think that Hollywood is promoting the wrong kind of propaganda. We'll be getting her on the line a little bit later in the broadcast. We also want to talk about all the issues of the week. One of the main things is the South Dakota law on abortion. I definitely want to address that. It seems to me that the law itself shows that the pro-life people, the strict people on abortion, don't believe their own rhetoric. If they did, millions of women would be getting the electric chair, right? There's also Justice O'Connor's comments recently, I don't know if you heard about these, where she's going on and attacking the Republicans for being against judicial independence. Well, this is sort of a Johnny-come-lately for her, don't you think? I mean, here it is. She put these people in power, and now she's attacking them. And, of course, last week we had the Senate refuse to investigate George Bush's eavesdropping. Now, here's something that every constitutional scholar in the world agrees is unconstitutional. And the question is, which is the Republicans in Congress, which is their greater loyalty? Is it to the Constitution or is it to the President of the United States? But first, the issue of Hollywood. And we are having some trouble getting Catherine DeBrecht on the line. If you want to call in and discuss the matter, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. And these are my questions. Is it that Hollywood, is it just sort of a boogeyman for the right? I mean, do they need someone to blame, and therefore they blame Hollywood? Or is it that, well, Hollywood is discussing issues that the right wing doesn't want to discuss? You know, when you look at the current crop of films, the things that the right wing is most angry at, films like Brokeback Mountain or Crash, you see these are the very issues that we're discussing in our society, right? I mean, you know, two men falling in love. It happens. And it seems that folks on the right simply want to hide their children from what really goes on in the world. They want the world not to know, really. They want their people not to know how it is that the world works, and so they're out against it. And you know, it's interesting because a lot of people would say that someone like Catherine DeBrecht, she is herself a performance artist. She's herself doing entertainment. She herself is simply trying to play on stereotypes in order to get books sold. And yet this same woman is complaining about Hollywood. So I want to get her on the air and I want to grill her about all of this. One of the things, though, that I want to focus on is... do we have her on the line now? I'm not sure. Okay.
I'm working on...
All right, we're working on getting her on the line. We've had some problems getting her. But one of the things I want to focus on in this hour is why it is that the movies, specifically, is such a problem for the right wing. I mean, what is it about them? It can't be violence, right? It has to be sex. It seems to me, and I want to know if you agree with me on this, that the right wing has always had a greater problem with sex than with violence. Sure, mass murder and everything, that's not something... Have you ever seen the right wing complain about mass murder in the movies? Complain about violence? Complain about gore? I haven't seen it. And yet, what do they complain about all the time? They complain about sex. We now have Catherine DeBrecht on the line. Catherine, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing good. Let me ask you this.
Sure.
At bottom line, what is the fear? What is the problem the right wing has with Hollywood?
Well, there's no fear. There's no fear at all. It's just the right, as far as me or any other conservatives, simply pointing out that Hollywood is out of touch with Americans, real Americans, as far as what we want to see on the screen. Now, they have every right to put out what they want, but as you can see in the ticket sales and all, that's just going to, you know, be a problem for them if they're going to keep putting out films that glorify terrorists or... you know, talk about gay sheep herders, fine, they can put that out. But the big ticket sales is not going to go to them.
Well, I mean, you look, they can put out whatever they want. There's all kinds of ticket sales. But the best movies, it seems to me, are the ones that y'all are complaining about. We can all agree there's some bad movies out there. I mean, you know, I wouldn't want to see Porky's 12 or anything like that. But it seems to me that the ones that y'all are complaining about are not the movies that have all this violent excess and stuff. It's the movies that really depict... ongoing situations. The best picture winner, for example, Crash. It's all about racism and stereotypes. I want to know when we come back, Catherine, if you have a problem with that movie. And in general, why Republicans and you particularly feel a need to blame Hollywood all the time. If you want to call in, folks, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
If you have more than $7,500 in credit card debt, listen to these shocking facts. Debt can ruin your life. A great number of all marriages end in divorce due to financial problems. Many American families are only a few paychecks away from bankruptcy. There are secret programs that credit card companies don't want you to know about that will eliminate your debt. If you are drowning in credit card debt, there is a way out. Debt Relief of America can negotiate directly with your creditors to eliminate up to 60% of your credit card debt. Learn how to avoid bankruptcy and get more cash in your pocket. Call Debt Relief of America for a free debt analysis by one of their debt relief specialists. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264. For your free information, call now. 800-936-1264. 800-936-1264.
Now, what's this? Hold it now. This is the milk. Whole milk in this carton. But wait, low fat and no fat. Low fat and no fat. Now, they're milk too. And yet, their names rhyme. Whole milk, low fat, no fat. Wow, that's a lot of milk, huh?
This man may sound odd to you and me.
Oh, and look at this. Cheese. Now, cheese is made out of milk, huh?
But to his 3-year-old daughter who is helping to pick out food she likes, he makes perfect sense.
All different kinds of cheese. Honey, here's one. Oh, it has holes in it.
Learning starts long before school does, and children are naturally curious. They want to learn, so follow their lead. Take simple, everyday moments like riding the bus, getting ready for work, or even shopping for groceries, and turn them into learning moments.
It's called Swiss.
Swiss has holes.
That's right. Hey, now, wait a minute. This one's called Gorgonzola. Can you say Gorgonzola?
Gorgonzola.
All right, we could work on that one.
Turn everyday moments into learning moments. Find out how at foreignlearning.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. I myself think sometimes things are boring connected with Hollywood. I admit it, that I TiVo'd the Academy Awards and just fast-forwarded to the good parts. But my guest is someone who doesn't just complain about certain Hollywood movies. She makes a career out of it. Her name is Catherine DeBrecht. She's the author of a children's cartoon book that bashed liberals called Help Mom, There's a Liberal Under My Bed. And she's out with a new book, Help Mom, Hollywood's in My Hamper. And Catherine, it would seem to me that someone could say, hey, you know, Catherine, you do the same thing you complain about Hollywood, right? You sort of go to excesses for propaganda value, and you teach things to our children that perhaps they shouldn't go into. How are you simply, when you write your book, I mean, what is your goal? I know you want to sell copies of the book, but do you have your own propaganda goal here?
Propaganda? No. And it's just like my first book. Look, my second book, The Hollywood in My Hamper book, is really a great tool for parents to teach their children that they're getting, and to really show them they're getting damaging messages from these celebrities they see on the screen. And Mark, you can't deny that a lot of the way these Hollywood stars behave and what they say and what they do and how they dress and all these wonderful songs like It's Hard Out Here to Be a Pimp does not affect our kids in damaging ways. And that's the point of my book. Sure, it pokes fun at some celebrities, but that's for the adults to enjoy when they read it with their kids.
Catherine, look, I mean, there are all kinds of excesses in life. I could go into sports stars and how many times they've been convicted of things and talk about excesses, but
and
I don't
that's
see...
another book.
Well, okay, well, maybe you will write that book, and that'd be good. There are all kinds of people out there. But the damaging messages of Hollywood, I mean, it seemed to me that, it's a hard time out here for a pimp. It just struck me that you, who writes cartoons, just didn't have a sense of humor. I mean, I really don't think that song was glorifying being a pimp. It was what was called satire. And I know Republicans have a hard time understanding satire, but that exactly was the point, that it was actually mocking, as I saw it, glorification of things like pimps. And I think you failed to get the joke, Catherine.
Well, I think everybody then fails to get the joke of mine, which is the satire on Hollywood to enable the kids to really enjoy. And, Mark, you cannot tell me that kids don't get damaging messages from these celebrities that they idolize. Look at little kindergartners that want to dress like Britney Spears with their belly buttons showing. Look at, you have all these Hollywood stars. You can talk about the Katie Holmes, Tom Cruise thing, having a baby out of wedlock. And that's fine for her, and that baby is going to be taken care of financially for the rest of her lives. But what about the young girl who thinks, oh, it's okay for them, it's okay for me? That girl's going to have far harder consequences with that baby than anything they see on the screen.
Yeah,
and my point is that just because these Hollywood stars act like buffoons doesn't mean you really should do it, and actually your consequences are going to be far greater.
Well,
that's the point.
What strikes me, Catherine, is you're not really attacking them for what they do on the screen. I mean, you haven't yet, that I've heard, attacking Crash or Brokeback Mountain. Maybe you're attacking Brokeback Mountain, but you're saying that off the screen there are a bunch of buffoons in Hollywood, and I would say that off screen, there are a bunch of buffoons in every industry. Don't get me started on Duke Cunningham, the bribery expert in San Diego. I mean, we got or George Bush, for that matter. What is it about Hollywood? Because I don't hear many right-wingers going on and on about sports stars being bad for our children. What is it specifically about Hollywood? Is it, let's face it, Catherine, Hollywood tends to support Democrats more than Republicans, and y'all don't like all that money coming in. Isn't that the problem?
No, and it's funny how they talk about money when they hate capitalism, but it's obviously with Oscars there was an agenda out there. Most people didn't buy it. Fine, they have a right to put out those movies. But when they go on and on and on, let me give you an example. I have Madonna, parodied in my book, and I take issue with her for one of these big reasons. She's out there now saying what a wonderful mother she is. She's writing children's books. That's fine. She has every right to. But she has made millions in her career out of, putting out filthy videos, rotten lyrics, lame movies, and prancing around scantily clad for little girls, and that has made my job as a parent much harder.
Well, maybe you shouldn't expose your children to things that are meant for adults.
I am very careful with that, but there have the times, watching a game with my boys, I have to have my hand on the remote for some Paris Hilton commercial to come on or some Jessica Simpson one dancing around a young boy popping pizza crust in his mouth. The news, you have it. The latest news is, the Dow Jones report and the Paris Hilton films at 11. I can protect my kids as much as I can from it, but it still gets filtered into them. And my point point is with my book is to say, okay, this is what's coming from the stars. These are from the celebrities that you watch. What they do and say is not going to be always best for you.
Of course not.
And you're constantly learning damaging things from them.
Of course not. I don't believe everything that comes out of a celebrity's mouth. In fact, I would think Paris Hilton is the paragon of Republican virtue because y'all are the ones that think she should pay no money on any of the billions of dollars that she receives without earning. I have a number of people on the line, though, and I want to get to them. Let's go to Reginald in San Diego. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring up an issue that I have with your guest. When she came on, she says that her and people like her, real Americans like her, don't like what Hollywood is putting out. And I have to take issue with the statement of real American because I'm a real American. I was born here. I pay my taxes. I work. And because I don't think the way she or others like her think doesn't make me a real American. That's my issue right there. And
Catherine,
to kind of explain what she meant by a real American.
Okay, I tell you what, hang on the line, Reginald. We will get Catherine and we will ask her exactly what she meant by real American right after these messages. If you want to call in, though, and join the discussion, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, one of the best shows television ever offered. Now you can travel again with Marlon Perkins to the farthest reaches of the globe and study wild animals in their natural habitats. The Emmy Award-winning Wild Kingdom, now available on DVD. Order online at RetroTelevision.com and get 20 full-length episodes for $29.99. You'll see gorillas, elephants, giraffes, zebras, hippos, and more. Also memorable, three episodes featuring legendary primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. 20 episodes of Wild Kingdom on DVD for $29.99. Go to RetroTelevision.com or, if you forget, log on to www.TalkStarRadio.com and check out our video store. Save $10 on Wild Kingdom now at RetroTelevision.com.
There are a lot of people out there making claims of miracle cures for this or that, but they're usually anonymous. Margie Garrison, who they call the Arthritis Lady, gives you her name and tells you her story. In July 1979, Margie was amazed when her doctor uttered the words, "Arthritis is the easiest disease there is to cure." What a difference from what she'd heard for 43 years, that there was no cure for arthritis. We don't have time here, but to learn the secret Margie learned, get to a computer and log on to HealthStarProducts.com. It's guaranteed or your money back, and you have a full year to decide. Look it up for yourself online at HealthStarProducts.com. HealthStar, H-E-A-L-T-H, HealthStarProducts.com.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. We're discussing Hollywood this first hour and what it is that the right wing is so scared of. Now, we have on the line Reginald from San Diego, Catherine. And Reginald wants to know, when you say that, you know, the ordinary American or real Americans don't like what's going on in Hollywood, hey, Reginald likes it. What is it that you on the right wing thinks is not part of ordinary life? It's a movie like Crash, which won the Best Picture, talks all about racism, talks all about what's going on in Los Angeles. Yes, it's a tough movie to watch because it deals with the real problems facing America. What about the people who actually like these kinds of movies, Catherine?
Well, if they like them, they're free to go see them.
But you say they're not real Americans. You insult them.
I think the majority of Americans didn't go see them. Look, the top five movies that were the Oscar nominees for Best Picture didn't make it into the top 40 of all films. You know, you had Chronicles of Narnia that made far more than all five combined, as well as Star Wars, Revenge of the Sith, and Harry Potter.
So basically, I'll give Reginald, I'll give you a chance in a second. Basically, Catherine, what you're saying is good art is defined by how many people pay to see it. So Porky's 22, if a lot of people go to see that, that's better art than Shakespeare. That's what you're saying, right?
Well, I don't see how many people saw Porky's 22. I didn't even know it was out.
Well, I don't know, but a lot of people saw those movies, and I think we can agree they were rotten movies. I mean,
well,
it seems to me. Let me ask you this.
It was a beautiful movie.
Should the Academy reward good art, or should they reward the highest moneymakers? And if so, we wouldn't need the awards. We could just see what's the highest moneymaker, and they would automatically win.
No, because you could see at the ones that have the great movies, such as Chronicles of Narnia, also had the great response to it. Obviously, you're going to have a token one in there or something that's going to be, you know, kind of ridiculous that people are going to go see. But for the most part, you know, you can reward good art in movies. That's what makes, I think, the awards the best, is if it, you know, garners a lot of people watching it, and then also it's good art, like the Narnia movies.
See, but, here's the difference, as I see it, Catherine. The Narnia movie doesn't deal with the real issues that face Americans today, issues of race, issues of stereotypes, issues of homosexuality, the issues that people discuss. It deals with some fantasy world, which was fine. I like the movie, but that seems to me that y'all don't want to focus on the real issues Americans face today.
Is that Hollywood's job?
I think that's part of it. Sure. Let me go back to Reginald.
If they think they're that part of that job, then let them keep doing it and see where the box office sales go.
Reginald, go ahead. Make your point. Are you still there?
My point is, some things I agree with what your guest is saying, and there are certain things that I don't agree. But my issue with your guest is when you came on, you said that real Americans such as yourself. And I'd like for you to explain that because, you know, I consider myself to be a real American. I was born here. I pay taxes. I love this country. I served 22 years in the military for this country. And I like some of the movies that I see out of Hollywood. And if Hollywood is tackling some of the tough issues that we do not talk about, then I don't see what the problem is. And you mentioned a movie like Narnia, which is a fiction, has nothing to do with real world. But back to my issue of, could you please explain to me what is a real American in your view?
Catherine?
Well, Reginald, what I meant to say, and if I offended you, I apologize for that, but what my thing is the traditional flyover country is what I'm talking about. Not, you know, with the majority of Americans in this country with traditional family values is what I'm meaning to say on that.
Yeah, I mean,
traditional family values. So if their family values is not in line with what you think of as traditional family values, then that somehow demeans them as being real Americans.
No, I'm talking about flyover, you know, country in America, Americans with traditional family values.
Well, no, but traditional family values, Catherine.
I can hardly see how, even if it's a funny song, It's Hard Out Here to Be a Pimp, has anything to do with people who honor traditional American values, traditional family values.
Don't you see, Catherine, you didn't get the joke.
I spent 22 years of my life in the military to fight for this country's freedom to practice their life any way that they please.
Absolutely, and I applaud your service,
Reginald. As long as they're doing it unlawfully.
Catherine, here's what I have a problem with. Traditional family values. Now, if you mean tradition by what's been around for a long time, we can talk about the traditional values in this country, values of slavery, values of racism, values of sexism. Those are the traditions of America. And if you don't mean it in the sense of it's been around a long time, but you mean it in a sense of what's right, then I would argue equality is a traditional American value that you folks seem to have a problem with. So what do you mean by traditional family values?
Okay, Mark, that is the difference between me as a conservative in this country and you as a liberal in Hollywood. When I think of traditional family values, I think of self-reliance, hard work, charity, and faith. I don't think that America is a rotten country to live in, that we're a horrible place to live, even though millions of people die to get into this country.
Catherine, didn't Brokeback Mountain show traditional values of love and faith and charity and caring?
Oh, yeah, with two families being broken up.
Two families being broken up. You obviously.
There's two wives there.
Did you see the movie, Catherine?
Family values.
They were, you know, it's amazing. You believe in laws, Catherine. You believe in laws that force apart two men who love each other, force them into relationships that obviously are not good for them or their families, and then you blame them, for being more true to their love than to the relationship that the law forces them into under penalty of death. I mean, that's amazing stuff.
They have to get married. What I'm saying is it's not a traditional family value to advocate breaking up a marriage with children. He should have never gotten married in the first place.
Ah, but you know that the whole point.
Laws that say, every man has to get married to a woman in this country.
Well, I think you missed the point then of Brokeback Mountain, because if you live in Wyoming, then if you don't get married, if you have a relationship with another man, then what happens? Somebody gets beaten up and killed, right?
Well,
that's exactly the problem. I'm sorry, Reginald hung up on us, but go ahead, Catherine. Oh, we lost her too. We have had phone problems. But we definitely want to continue to take your calls. we'll come up with Pat from San Diego and other people calling. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back with the movies and Catherine DeBrecht right after this.
This is Newsbreak. Democratic Senator Russ Feingold, hoping to stir up trouble for the president. Feingold says he'll introduce a resolution in the Senate Monday to censure President Bush on the matter of wiretapping. A roadside bomb blamed for the deaths of four American soldiers in Afghanistan. The U.S. military says the explosion ripped through the soldiers' armored vehicle in the eastern province of Kunar. An autopsy to determine the cause of death of former Yugoslavian leader Slobodan Milosevic has determined it to be classic heart failure. Speculation over Milosevic's death has run the gamut from suicide to murder. Severe weather pounding the Midwest, a long line of thunderstorms bringing heavy rain along the Ohio River Valley. The storms stretching from the Mississippi River along Kentucky's northern border all the way up into Pittsburgh. Two deaths blamed on the overnight rough weather in Missouri. The Agriculture Department is investigating a possible new case of mad cow disease. The department says an animal tested inconclusive for the brain-wasting disease. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You have little ones around? Allergies driving you crazy? Can't sleep? Purify the air in your home with my Orrick Tabletop Air Purifier. Its lifetime filter never needs replacing. Try it free for 30 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. 1-800-989-4200. Chances are you'll see the difference, feel the difference, and sleep better. And maybe you'll use a few less allergy pills.
If you're ready to help alleviate the symptoms of arthritis and joint pain, then you're ready to try Mobisil. Mobisil delivers a powerful pain reliever in a quick-absorbing, deep-penetrating formula. Apply it right to the site of the discomfort for rapid and dramatic relief from arthritis pain, inflamed joints, and sore muscles. Mobisil cream causes no side effects, is non-staining, non-irritating, and odorless. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Price Chopper pharmacies.
A study from Turkey shows that infection with Helicobacter, the bacteria that causes stomach ulcers, can cause vitamin B12 deficiency even when a person doesn't have an ulcer, thinning of the stomach lining, or belching or stomach burning. 90% of stomach ulcers are caused by the bacteria Helicobacter. Vitamin B12 is absorbed from the stomach. This study shows that infection with Helicobacter can cause vitamin B12 deficiency, even when a person has no symptoms and no obvious stomach damage. Lack of B12 causes loss of feeling, tingling, or pain, particularly in the hands and feet. If B12 deficiency continues, the nerve damage can become permanent. All people should be screened for either Helicobacter or vitamin B12. Those who are infected with Helicobacter and have symptoms should be treated with appropriate antibiotics. Those who have low levels of B12 must receive additional B12.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. My guest today is Catherine DeBrecht. Catherine DeBrecht makes a living out of making cartoon books that stereotype people. Her first was Help Mom, There Are Liberals Under My Bed. Now it's Help Mom, Hollywood's in My Hamper. Catherine, can't we all agree that Hollywood, like any business, puts out good stuff, puts out schlock? You know, there are decent, upstanding people in Hollywood, and there's some really, you know, people that neither you nor I would want our children exposed to. And why attack all of the movies, all of Hollywood? Why can't we distinguish among the good ones and the bad ones?
Well, Mark, I agree with you. There are some good ones out there, and I've named some good movies. I loved Walk the Line, and I thought Reese Witherspoon showed herself with complete class in accepting the Academy Award for her Best Actress. I love the Narnia movies. I mean, there's Pride and Prejudice is a good one out there, The Cinderella Man. There's plenty of good ones out there.
You know what I noticed about everyone you just mentioned, Catherine? They're all either fantasy or way in the past. It seems to me conservatives like to live in the past, right?
Way in the past, you have Munich. Brokeback Mountain was written about the 1960s, 1970s. Capote was back then.
What about Crash? It won the Best Picture. Did you like that film?
I never saw it. I don't have a desire to see a movie that has over 180 profanities thrown at me during an hour and a half.
Well, I mean, do you think that that exists in our society today, or do you think that Hollywood should be censoring itself so it doesn't deal with societies? It really exists, but deals in some fantasy world like Narnia.
No, if they consider that art and they want to put it out, fine. But my mother always told me, and let me just say this, if what you have to say is important, there's no need to put expletives in it. It'll stand on its own.
You know, I think you're living in a dream world, and that's what you want Hollywood to show. You want, you know, Leave It to Beaver, I guess, would be your best film, right?
So it's okay. I should just cuss and swear around my kids. And
I didn't say that. But these movies are not made for kids.
If I have to raise my kids in the real world like you want me to, I should say, okay, here it all is.
Catherine,
have an open mind.
The movie's rated R, okay? It was a movie for adults. Brokeback Mountain was, I believe, rated R as well. It's a movie for adults. It seems to me that you folks want to shut down adult movies.
Because I don't want to shut down any movies. I'm just pointing out that those had a big agenda. And as I said, Mark, that it's fine. They can put those out. I just will not be paying the money to go see them, as well as a lot of people.
That's fine. You don't have to see the movies, but you're doing something broader than that. You're not just saying, I don't like this film. You're attacking Hollywood for not promoting traditional family values.
Well, Mark, did you read my book?
I did. I glanced through it,
I have to say. Okay, attack them for not doing traditional family values?
No, you attack some people in Hollywood who are excessive buffoons for their buffoonery. You know, and then you throw in a gratuitous swipe at Hillary Clinton, which seems to be in all your books, I guess. But, you know.
Well, you do have people out there saying this is the heart and soul of America. Many people that want to be president out there. So, of course, I put that in. But you know that. I mean, I poke fun at them. I guess they have to have a sense of humor, just as you said I have.
No. You have a right to poke fun at them.
You have a right
to poke fun at them. But what strikes me is that the heart of the problem, and I'm going to get to my callers who are hanging on the line, but the heart of the problem is you in the right wing don't want to focus on the real contemporary issues that Americans face today. You want to live in the past or live in a fantasy world. Let me go to Pat in San Diego. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
First of all, I'd like to say I agree with Catherine. I think profanities and immoral things should be kept away from kids on the screen. That's why when Bush comes on and tries to support his immoral and very profane personal war, I get the kids, the dogs, and the cats moving to the other room. Secondly, a question.
Yeah.
If Catherine's a real American, if her children were of the age, would she pat them on the head and say, yes, you go over to Iraq and fight for us? Would she do that?
I get this. I'm talking about Hollywood, but I get this question all the time.
Okay.
So, yes, I will answer it for you. My brother was over there. My husband was in the military. My dad was in the military. And if my sons were in the military at this point and went over to Iraq, I would tell them I'm proud of them for serving their country, and I would let them go and serve honorably.
The question is, do you want them to be there?
Would you advise them if they say, hey, Mom, what's this Iraq thing? Is this a good war? Are we there for a good reason? My buddy's getting his arm blown off. Is that a good thing? Is that a profanity?
What I teach my kids is when you start something, you finish it, and you do it whether it's popular or not. I will never change any of you liberals' minds about the war.
Why didn't we finish Afghanistan, Catherine? What about that?
I will never change any of your liberals' minds about the way you are at the war. The fact is, we are at war, we're in it, and I'd just rather just leave.
Pat, I think she'd still be in Vietnam, but I want to get back to Hollywood. I do want to thank you for your call.
Look at all the movies, Mark, and the... There's so many movies in the past.
About Vietnam, right. And in fact, Hollywood, don't you think, played a major role in getting us out of Vietnam?
Well, maybe Jane Fonda and
No, I'm not talking about Jane Fonda. I'm talking about showing the reality of war. In fact, I would argue Hollywood's been a little late in all these things, in showing these real conflicts that are going in society. They tend to get it all done too late. I mean, you know, the right of two gay people to love each other to me is obvious. It's trite. It's mundane now. And now Hollywood's taken it on. They're doing a little bit more far-reaching in movies like Transamerica. But it seems to me that it's that bothers you more than anything else, right? I mean, it's not the buffoons that make comments. We can agree that those are wrong. It's the subject matter of the movies, right?
Well, no, it's not even that. I mean, my book doesn't even talk about subject matters of the movies. It talks about that they're buffoons and they're acting this way, and don't try to be that way because it's only going to harm you. With as far as the movies, I'm just pointing out, look, these five big pictures, you know, George Clooney himself said he admits they're out of touch. I'm pointing out, you know what, they're out of touch, but you know what, Hollywood already knows that. They see it in their box office sales. So what's the big deal?
Well, you know, you say out of touch. George Clooney, I think his point was that they weren't as... they weren't getting it soon enough. I mean, you know, Hattie McDaniel's in 1939, they gave her an Academy Award, but she was still at the back of the theater. If anything, Hollywood's late on these issues. It's not that it's promoting issues that are too much in the forefront. It's actually late on it. Let me ask you this before I get to my next caller. Do you let your kids watch graphic depictions or the graphic actual nature of the war in Iraq? Do you let them see those pictures on TV?
They see what's on the news, and I explain it to them. But as far as anything on the news, I don't see anything graphic on the news, and I don't allow them. There are certain things. They're young, and I have a chance to expose them and gradually expose them the way I want to.
And that's
the way, as a good parent, I should.
And that's your right. And no one disputes that.
Absolutely. And it's my right to indoctrinate them as conservatives if I want to, just like liberals do. And it's my right and my duty to teach them traditional family values, which I will.
Well, now, I just wish you wouldn't say traditional family values. How about calling them Debrechtian family values? And then I can agree with you that they are clearly Debrechtian family values. But when you say traditional, you're suggesting that they're good, aren't you? I mean, are all our traditions good?
Majority of them, yes.
Okay, but some are bad, right?
Well, sure, and we move past those.
Okay, so we shouldn't teach our kids traditional family values. We should teach them good family values. How about that?
Well, the values in this country, you know, the ones, self-reliance, hard work, charity, and faith, are traditional in the United States of America.
Right, as is racism, sexism, capitalism, bribery, you know, political corruption.
Capitalism is not a value. Oh, boy. Okay.
It's not?
It is a value. It's a wonderful system.
The idea that money makes right? Don't you think that's a value in America?
Money makes right. Money makes people, you know, you have the capitalistic system that people aspire to be the best they can. The American dream, but apparently you don't like the American dream.
No, I believe in the American dream. That's why.
It's based on capitalism.
No. To me, the American dream is based on the fact that every American should have an equal chance to get ahead, and I wish you Republicans would support that. Let me go to Libby in San Diego. Welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, hi. It's Debbie. How are you doing, Mark?
I'm doing good.
You know, I'd just like to ask your
guest
there, why it is that these Republicans have such a vast superiority complex. I mean, she has to insert traditional family values all the time when, as you've clearly pointed out, they're just her version. They're not really traditional family values, but she's trying to demean or dismiss everybody else's family values, or only that real Americans don't go to see these films, you know, as the earlier caller did. I just think that in many ways she has a very juvenile perspective of the world, and she doesn't want to really enter into the adult world.
Okay, let me give her a chance to respond. Go ahead, Catherine.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with talking about traditional family values. Apparently, values like self-reliance, hard work, charity, and faith offend people. But, you know, as far as a superiority complex, you have to look at the left in this country that thinks that they know what's best for everybody, that they have to be the parent. And me, as myself, say, no, I'm the parent of my kids. I'm going to raise these with this. But every time somebody mentions traditional family values, you on the left just get so freaked out thinking, oh, you can't define my morality. You can't define
my
Catherine,
values. Well, Catherine, all we're trying to get you to understand.
I have morals that can be twisted around like a tin can. I have ones that I've been brought up with as
but
a child.
But that's not what people are saying. People are not saying that you can't have your own values. People are saying that your values are your values. My values are my values, and my values are just as valuable as your values.
See, that's the problem, Catherine.
Stop trying to be an overlord over everybody.
See, Catherine, that way. Hold on, Catherine.
I'm giving a book out that's not.
We got to go to a break. Let me stop the discussion for a second.
Public schools.
Hold on, Catherine. We got to stop the discussion for a second. Go to a break. We will get back. But it seems to me that the heart of the issue is exactly what Libby's bringing up. It's not that your values are better than ours or ours are better than yours. We all have different values. That's what makes America great. We can agree with self-reliance. And also, we liberals think the tradition of slavery was a bad thing. Okay? We can disagree on what the right value should be. And that's the way it should be. We'll be right back with more of your calls. And Catherine DeBrecht, 877-528-TALK, right after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
Do you sell dietary supplements? If so, you may know that the Food and Drug Administration and the Federal Trade Commission regulate your sales presentations. Violation of the federal rules can lead to stiff penalties. You really must know the law. Fortunately, help is just a phone call away. Law Talk Incorporated has produced a CD series, 4-CD interviews with renowned attorney Jonathan W. Emord that explain the legal limits on sales presentations. The CD series guides you through FDA and FTC regulation, explaining the law that governs sales presentations, website content, and health claims, as well as global restrictions on supplement sales. This is a must-buy for network marketers and supplement companies alike. To obtain the CD series, call 1-888-RU-FREE-1. 1-888-RU-FREE-1. That's 1-888-783-7331. Call today.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. My guest is Catherine DeBrecht, the author of Help Mom, Hollywood's In My Hamper. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to do the news of the week, things like the South Dakota abortion bill, Justice O'Connor's turnaround, and the refusal of Congress to investigate the president's unconstitutional eavesdropping. But for now, we're talking about Hollywood. And Catherine, let me see if I can try to distill the problems that I see here. I would argue that the difference between liberals and conservatives is that liberals believe that we have our values, other people have their values, and that people should have a right to teach their own values to their children. I don't see any liberals trying to shut down churches or religious organizations that teach their values. But it seems that we are saying, you know what, if you want to teach your children that two men have no right to fall in love, or that issues of race don't really exist in America, you can teach them that, but we're going to teach them our thing and how we see the world, and why it is that you have to insist that your values are better than our values.
Well, see, Mark, there's a hypocrisy in what you had said before the break and the last caller. You know, obviously, we do have different values. There are some things that we obviously come together on with our values.
Sure.
But, you know, absolutely, you know, you can teach your children those things, but why the anger and fear, which kind of cracks me up, over my book that talks about, you know, the Hollywood, what Hollywood's putting on our kids.
Catherine,
you know?
It's not about your book.
And my book is not in the classrooms and in the public school, in the public libraries, like Heather Has Two Mommies, King and King, It's Just a Plant. My book is just a book that I wrote for my kids to be able to teach them, and for other parents, that, especially conservative parents, that want to teach their children that they're getting damaging messages from these celebrities.
Catherine,
so what's the problem?
It's not about your book. What it is about the idea of attacking Hollywood for putting out material that is reflective of concerns in American society. Let me go to Brian in San Diego. Brian, welcome.
Hi. Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. I was just, like, I don't really have a problem with, for like, having a different set of family values for the most part. I mean, we can have our own opinions on that. But the hypocrisy behind it, like, as far as, you know, sex sells, let's be honest. And here, I heard her make the comment that Democrats don't like capitalism, for example. And it seems like if sex sells, then obviously it works in the capitalist system. So why is the Republican base against it?
Catherine?
Brian, can I answer that? Well, first of all, one of the great things about capitalism and laissez-faire is that you let the markets and the economy decide. You don't have the government go in and do those things. what the market has decided. The market has decided that a lot of people didn't want to see these big top films, and obviously they didn't gross near. You know,
but what is your complaint?
Chronicles of Narnia grossed more than all five of the big top pictures combined.
Fine, conceded, Catherine. But what is your complaint? I mean, I don't understand
I'm
what your problem
I'm
is.
I'm just pointing out that well, no, but your book, out of touch.
But your book is picking on Hollywood. You say it's out of touch because if they address real issues that really matter and Americans don't want to face it, who's out of touch?
Mark, if you've read my book does not say Hollywood's out of touch, although that is what I'm talking to you about today, but my book doesn't say that Hollywood's out of touch. What it says is that Hollywood, even though they act like buffoons, if you act like them, it's only going to hurt you because your consequences are far different than a Hollywood star's consequences. It talks about, you know, just being yourself and trying not to be like these nutty, insane Hollywood actors. That's the point of my book. It doesn't talk about issues or things like that. It's a story about two girls that learn that just because these Hollywood celebrities are on the screen doesn't mean they know what's best for them.
Well, Catherine, how about some other books to write? I mean, how about Help Mom, Washington is trying to get money from me for bribes?
Or, well, if you want to write that, Mark, go ahead. I've got a great illustrator I can loan to
well,
you.
Well, terrific, because it really is a good illustrator. I'll grant you that. But Robert on the blog, and by the way, folks, if you want to comment on the blog, you can do so at radioinsidescoop.com. Robert has several suggestions for you, Catherine.
I read them.
Did you? Let me read them to the audience, because not everyone reads the blog. It's Help Mom, I'm Stuck in Iraq and Can't Get Out. Help Mom, Ken Lay Stole Daddy's Retirement. Help Uncle, Mom is Filling My Head with Her Propaganda. Help God, People Have Gotten Extremely Biased. And Dad, Help Mom Write Her Next Book.
Well, I mean, you know what? I'm really disappointed in Robert that he didn't mention Halliburton or WMDs.
Oh, well, you know, he probably would if he had a little bit more time. Let me go to Steve in Oceanside. Welcome. Welcome to Inside Scoop, Steve.
People like this, I don't know what to do with them. It's like their brains full of rocks. The things you say are just so, they're like flat. I mean, are you saying that The Chronicles of Narnia is a good movie because kids hack each other up with swords?
That's a good point.
You know, is it somehow going to damage your children to hear bad words and they're irreparably harmed by that? Do you really think they don't start hearing them in the first grade in school all the time?
Actually, Catherine, Steve makes some good points.
Evils in the world, and then it's better they watch like I Love Lucy, where men and women sleep in separate beds apparently and still have kids.
Hold on, Steve. I want Catherine to address each of your points because you raised some really good ones. The first one that I think is really good that Steve mentions is the question of violence. In Narnia, people are hacking up people into bits. In The Passion of the Christ, which all the churches wanted every 7- and 8- and 9-year-old to see, it's vicious depictions of violence. I mean, my God, Jesus is bleeding on the floor.
First of all, not all these churches said that they wanted 8- and 9-year-olds to see The Passion of Christ. I would not let my children see that. Obviously, it had an R rating. And so, I mean, but that was a depiction of what really happened.
Okay, well, Catherine, we have to take another break. Hold on, we got to take another break. I don't believe that's what really happened. When we come back, I want to address that question very specifically to Catherine. Does the right wing fear sex more than violence in film? I think they do. We'll be right back after this.
I've been reading online about a drug-free home treatment program that suggests you can be asthma-free. It's a program designed by an ex-asthmatic who claims she cured her own asthma. It's based on a little-known but astounding clinical trial at a major hospital. What would you give to be free of asthma, asthma symptoms, and sinus and allergy symptoms, to breathe easily, freely, naturally, in a relaxed way? This drug-free method, proven by clinical trials, is guaranteed or you get your money back, and you have 90 days to decide. Get to a computer now and go to healthstarproducts.com. That's www.healthstarproducts.com. Read about the asthma program, and if it doesn't do what it says it'll do for you, you get your money back, and you've got 90 days to decide. Go to healthstarproducts.com.
Go red any way you want. Eat red apples, cherries, tomatoes. Ride a red bicycle. Leave red kisses on someone's cheek. Wear a red scarf. Laugh so hard your face turns red. But whatever you do, do it for your heart. Go red from the inside out. Take a moment every day and put your hand on your heart Make a promise to yourself to be heart healthy, to eat well, to exercise, to know your personal risk factors. The American Heart Association wants you to make red the color of an active life. Take a moment and go red in your own fashion. Go red for women. Love your heart. Go red today. Visit goredforwomen.org or call 1-888-MY-HEART.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Only a few minutes left in this hour where we're talking about Hollywood with the author of a children's book. Her name is Catherine DeBrecht, author of the book Help Mom, Hollywood's in My Hamper. Catherine, I thought Steve from Oceanside made a really good point before the break. Isn't it true that the right wing fears depictions of sex far more than depictions of war and violence?
So, I mean, you know, you can talk about the Chronicles. It wasn't a real, I mean, I saw it, and it wasn't a real bloody scene. They didn't show all this blood and gore like you see in horror movies. The Passion of the Christ, honestly, you and I have a disagreement. You don't believe it, but I do. I mean, as a Christian, I do, which, you know, those two movies, I wonder why you liberals are so afraid of Christian movies. You talk about the right being afraid of Hollywood and their stuff. Why are you so afraid of Christian movies? Well, why do you not like them or don't, you know, you talk about the Narnia, Chronicles of Narnia being a fantasy. Yes, but it was based on a classic book.
No. Personally, I have no problem with Narnia. I did have problems. I did a whole show on The Passion of the Christ because I do think that when you show a religious leader, someone like Jesus, who's the founder and worshipped by billions of Christians, and you show him being viciously put to death and tortured by Jews, it leads to a kind of slander, a kind of danger there that I think is a real problem. But I think the overall point, though, is that sex is something that really you don't want to show, not just for children, but for adults as well. I mean, isn't that the real problem with Brokeback Mountain? You don't want to show people the fact that two men can fall in love?
No, it's just the overall agenda of Hollywood that's putting out there.
What's the agenda? To show that two men who fall in love, one shouldn't be beaten up and killed? Is that an awful agenda?
No, the fact is that they don't show what happens to the families and don't really care about what happens to the families, the wives and the children.
What about their family? What about the two men?
More important. That's the thing. It's a self-absorbed. Their love is more important than these kids and these wives that they chose to marry.
I love that. I mean, here it is. The wife knows in that movie that her husband, his true love is another man, all right? And yet she decides to be with him anyway. I mean, it's amazing to me that you folks are saying that, in effect, the true love should separate, and you should be in these loveless marriages, for procreation purposes? Is that the goal?
No, you should have never gotten married. Self-responsibility. Take responsibility.
No, wait a minute.
Look, if you're going to be gay, sit there and you know, don't marry a woman.
You won't let you marry a man, Catherine. I mean, if a gay person isn't allowed to marry a man and isn't allowed equal rights under the law, which I know the right does not support equal rights for gay people, you know, gay couples are not allowed to inherit from each other, not allowed to visit each other in hospitals. You folks want to discriminate.
You have plenty of legal documents that you can take
care
of without a marriage license.
Unfortunately, it's not true, and law after law is being passed in this country to prevent that. Let me go real quickly to John from San Diego. You got one quick point, John?
Yeah, I think if you look at what the laws passed recently, you see more of the left agenda being forced down people's throat through the laws, such as environmentalism. Now they're trying to get gay rights, forcing the people to accept gay rights, and they're doing it through laws. And
I know, John, they did it through laws. You know, they had laws that outlawed slavery, that allowed blacks the right to vote. They forced it down people's throats. Equality is such an awful thing, isn't it?
John, you're right, because they can't win at the ballot box, so they go constantly to activist judges. And activist judges and Hollywood are the last two liberal bastions, not to mention some of the mainstream media that they have. And so when you go after them, like with my little book talking about the bad messages of Hollywood has, they go nuts.
Catherine, in the civil rights era, the blacks couldn't win the ballot box either. Only whites were allowed to vote, so they marched.
And who was the majority in Congress that voted for that civil rights? Republicans.
You're wrong. It was Democrats and Republicans.
Al Gore's father voted against
In fact,
the
Our time is up at this segment. We're going to come on the next hour. But in fact, it was only because of Democrats supporting civil rights that Richard Nixon went and got George Wallace's supporters and made the modern-day Republican Party. Catherine DeBrecq, thank you for an interesting hour. I always enjoy debating with you on the air. Come back to the Inside Scoop. Next hour, we're going to talk about the other news of the week, the South Dakota abortion bill, Justice O'Connor turning on the Republicans. 877-528-TALK. I'll see you after the news.
To fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the crime dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
No, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No, for 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about it.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I'd come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bunch cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to weprevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, the National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
USA Radio Network News. I'm Jack DeWright reporting.
I was hoping deep inside that the leadership in Iran and other people who really have the U.S. not in their best interest are not listening because of the terrible signal it sends.
Appearing on ABC's This Week, Republican Senator Bill Frist saying that he thinks Democrat Russ Feingold's effort to censure President Bush would only give the nation's enemies the perception of weakness and incentive to attack. Senator Feingold says he'll introduce a resolution in the Senate tomorrow to censure the president. Feingold telling ABC's This Week that President Bush violated the Constitution and laws of the country by authorizing wiretaps of the American people without warrants. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq says there must be a government of national unity in that war-torn nation. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad telling CNN's Late Edition there's a commitment to building a democratic state in Iraq and for all communities to have their rights protected.
The terrorists would like to provoke a sectarian war. The appropriate answer to that is a government of national unity with a good program, good ministers, and a good process for decision-making.
Meantime, at least 37 people were killed, nearly 100 more wounded in Iraq today by three apparently coordinated car bombings. A fourth car bomb was defused at another market. Earlier in the day, 10 people killed in Baghdad from a series of mortar blasts and roadside bombings. A roadside bomb blamed for the deaths of four American soldiers in Afghanistan. USA Radio Network News.
Thousands of people around the country are enjoying a new life with freedom from arthritis and muscle pain. Now you can too with Mobisil. Mobisil penetrates deep into joints, delivering rapid relief directly to the site of your pain. Unlike other medicated creams, Mobisil's formula is odorless, non-staining, non-irritating, and without side effects, so you can apply it anytime, anywhere. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Bruno's pharmacies. If you haven't been using Mobisil, you haven't been using one of the most effective topical pain relief formulas on the market today. Mobisil combines a powerful pain reliever with soothing aloe in a quick absorbing formula. Apply it directly to the site of your pain and feel its deep penetrating formula ease aching joints and muscles on the spot. Mobisil is odorless, non-irritating, and non-staining. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, Super D, and USA Drug Pharmacies.
More defiance out of Tehran regarding their nuclear aspirations. Jackson Ivey reports.
Iran says it no longer is considering a Russian compromise created to divert an international dispute over whether the country has the desire to build nuclear weapons. Russia had offered to make nuclear fuel on Iran's behalf to ensure uranium was enriched for power stations only.
Meantime, an autopsy to determine the cause of death of former Yugoslavian leader Slobodan Milosevic has determined it to be classic heart failure. Speculation over Milosevic's death has run the gamut from suicide to murder. New York police officials have announced a break in the investigation of the murder of Emet Sinkian. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly telling reporters that DNA from blood found on ties used to bind Sinkian matches that of a suspect in the case, Daryl Littlejohn. The Agriculture Department investigating a possible new case of mad cow disease. The department says an animal tested inconclusive for the brain-wasting disease, prompting the probe. USA Radio Network News.
When arthritis, muscle, or joint pain strikes, strike back with Mobisil, the most advanced topical pain reliever you can buy without a prescription. Mobisil is specially formulated to penetrate deep under the skin, where it rapidly delivers a powerful analgesic directly to the site of your pain. Mobisil's revolutionary formula is odorless, non-irritating, non-staining, and without side effects. Mobisil, rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Savon, and Brookshire Brothers Pharmacies.
The Midwest getting hammered with some severe weather. A long line of thunderstorms bringing heavy rain along the Ohio River Valley. The storm stretching from the Mississippi River along Kentucky's northern border and all the way up into Pittsburgh. Flood watches and warnings in effect along the Ohio River. Rough weather in Missouri overnight blamed for two deaths. It was the annual Gridiron Dinner in the nation's capital. USA's senior White House correspondent Connie Lawn reports from Washington.
Saturday was the 121st Gridiron Dinner. The Republican speech was delivered by Liz Cheney, the first time the wife of a vice president has done so. Democrats were teased for their political disarray and lack of clear principles. Republicans took heat for the second-term blues and the quail hunting incident. Connie Lawn, USA Radio Network News at the Gridiron Club in Washington.
More news at usaradio.com. I'm Jack DeRape reporting on the USA Radio Network.
The most famous television documentary ever produced was Victory at Sea, which was as noted for the swelling musical score by Richard Rodgers as the amazing footage from World War II gathered from over 13,000 hours of footage from U.S., British, German, and Japanese navies. RetroTelevision.com offers you 26 episodes of Victory at Sea, stunningly reproduced on DVD for just $19.95. The original 26 episodes are presented uncut with every note of Richard Rodgers' original score for just $19.95. To take advantage of this offer, go online to www.retrotelevision.com. That's R-E-T-R-O, RetroTelevision, you got to spell out television.com. Or go to TalkStarRadio.com to get your set of Victory at Sea episodes for just $19.95.
Thank you for listening to the TalkStar Radio Network. For the finest and informative and interactive talk radio programming, it's the TalkStar Radio Network, available live via your local radio station and on the Internet at TalkStarRadio.com. Your feedback is important to us. Email us at TalkStarRadio.com.
And now, from Washington, the Inside Scoop. All the news the government does not want you to hear. Now, here's your host on the Inside Scoop, Mark Levine.
Good afternoon, America. Welcome to the second hour of the Inside Scoop. In the first hour, we talked about Hollywood with one of Hollywood's critics, conservative cartoonist Catherine DeBrecht. She is gone now, but if you still want to discuss those issues, you're welcome to do so. Still, there's a lot of other news going on in the week. I want to talk about the South Dakota abortion bill and why I think it shows the hypocrisy of many in the pro-life movement. I also want to talk about Feingold, Senator Feingold's move to censure the president. Is it true that the Republicans in the Senate actually think that lying about sex is more severe crime worthy of impeaching a president than lying about abuse of power, than setting up an eavesdropping system to rival East Germany's spying on Americans against the law and the Constitution? Apparently so, but I want to hear your two cents. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Jay in San Diego, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mark. Great show today. That last hour was very interesting. But, you know, you're never going to change these right-wingers' attitudes about certain things. So I think that it might be important to kind of define terms here. I think for the most part, everybody has traditional family values. It's more a question of how you interpret the events of the day in terms of those family values. I mean, for me, I have a 13-year-old girl that's in middle school. I think that sex education should be taught in the schools because I want to look out for what's best for my daughter and for society's daughters and sons too, for that matter. And if sex education is taught in schools, then hopefully it will allow kids to understand certain things that will stop them from getting into trouble later on. Handing out condoms and birth control in high schools, I think, is important, too, because the statistics show that a significant number of high school students are sexually active. You can't, and I agree with you 100%, the right wing in this country, the Republicans, have this problem with sex being out in the open. And so instead of dealing with the way the world really is and trying to do what's best for your kids, which we all want to do, they want to bury their heads in the sand and think that if it doesn't come out in the public, it's just going to go away. There's not going to be a problem.
I think they're big believers in this don't ask, don't tell. Don't discuss the issues of the day, whether it's sex or whether it's, you know, the best picture, Crash, which was all about racism and stereotypes. If you don't talk about it, it's not happening. If, as that Steve from Oceanside pointed out, if Rick and Lucy are in separate beds, then they never have sex and you never have to discuss it. And what's interesting to me is how they play with the language. You know, family values. Who said family values is some conservative trait? Frankly, if you're talking about families, people caring for their families, all you have to do is look at democratic principles. Look at Bill Clinton's bill, the Family and Medical Leave Act, which protects people trying to care for their sick parents compared to Republicans who are cutting health care for poor people. Look
That's
at it.
Exactly right.
A place
That's
like South Dakota. It's very interesting. South Dakota, which has this new abortion bill, which says if a father rapes his 13-year-old daughter, the father gets an automatic combo son-grandson or daughter-granddaughter because the 13-year-old cannot abort the product of that rape. That is their family values. They want to protect a father's right to demand a daughter-slash-granddaughter. And yet in South Dakota, the three counties in the entire United States that have the most children in poverty are all located in South Dakota. They want to make sure that these poor kids aren't educated, as you pointed out, in sex, that they're having kids at a very young age, that rape victims are forced to have these kids, but once they're born, they don't want to care about them. That is their traditional family values.
That's right, and it's also something else that you point out too. When you talk about family values, you talk about patriotism in this country, and who's a good American and who isn't. That's something that happened last hour too.
Right.
And it's interesting to me that when you started this hour, you talked about what Bill Clinton did in the White House and how terrible that was, and how he was censured, and how he was impeached, and how he was almost convicted, and whatnot. And then you look at what George Bush has done in
right.
this White House. I want to ask all the listeners out there, family values, tell me, is lying to get into a war where our people, our kids are getting killed, is that a family value that we believe in?
Jay, you make a really good point. You know, one of the things Catherine said, and it was, I admit, a bit off topic, but one caller challenged her on Iraq, and she said, you finish what you're set out to do. I think the greater patriot, the greater person who cares about our country and our military is constantly looking at the facts and saying, you know what, even if it was right to go there in the first place, and I don't think it was, but even if it was right to go there in the first place, now that Iraq is on the verge of civil war, with the Shiites and the Sunnis about to massacre each other, is it still right for us to be there? Shouldn't a patriot look at the situation every moment instead of saying, oh, well, you know, we began a war 20 years ago, you know, maybe we should still be in Vietnam today? Which is greater patriotism, a thinking American or an unthinking American? I think the thinking American is the greater patriot.
Take a look at the wiretapping situation. I'm abhorred by it. I think what Feingold wants to do is fabulous. I'd like to see George Bush come to terms with the fact that our president is taking the law into his own hands where he doesn't have a right to do that. Now, you may have conservative people in this country saying, George Bush is a great president because he's protecting our nation, and I don't care if I get wiretapped because I have nothing to hide. We have to stop these terrorists. On the other hand, a thinking American understands that we have a Constitution that protects everybody's rights, and once you start that slippery slope of ignoring the Constitution and letting the president do whatever he wants, whether the Congress agrees with it, whether it is constitutional or not, I think I'm a bigger patriot.
Jay, we're coming up on another break. I certainly agree with you, and we'll be back with more of your calls right after this.
How would you like to work less, spend more time with your family, and make more money than you have ever dreamed of? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful children and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about EasyBiz23.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month, and now she earns $16,000 a month. Tori says before she started her own business, she worked 10 hours a day in a high-pressure job. She wore out her car commuting back and forth to work. Now she makes over $100,000 a year in her pajamas. Go online to find out more at EasyBiz23.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's www.EasyBiz23.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to EasyBiz23.com. That's EasyBiz, the number 23.com.
Sleepless nights, agonizing days. Don't let the stress of heavy credit card debt ruin your life or the ability for you to get a good job. Take action. Call Debt Relief of America. They are professional, proven debt negotiators that work for you to get credit card companies to eliminate 50 to 60% of your credit card debt. Credit card companies make it hard for the average American to get out of debt. High interest rates and late fees keep you in a never-ending cycle of debt prison. Debt Relief of America helps you break free by wiping out up to 60% of your credit card debt using secret programs most credit card companies don't want you to know about.
I was buried in debt with no way of knowing how I was going to get out. DRA worked with my creditors and cut my debt in half.
Call now for your free debt relief consultation. There is absolutely no cost or obligation. Call 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495. One call can literally save you thousands of dollars. Not available in all states. 800-509-5495. 800-509-5495.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop, discussing the news of the week. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. The caller before the break, Jay, pointed out in regards to the eavesdropping done by the president that it was outside the law, that it was unconstitutional, that we shouldn't have to decide between protecting our liberties and protecting our security. I actually think, Jay, it actually goes beyond the question of liberty versus security, because I think that actually the problem is the law. The problem is oversight. We may choose as a society, and I think it'd be a wrong choice, but we have the right to choose as a society, saying we want to become an East Germany. We want to become a totalitarian society where everybody spies on everyone. Everyone makes books on everyone. That's basically what they did in Mississippi, by the way, before 1973. Everybody spied on everyone and turned it into the government. We all spied on each other. I don't think we should make that societal choice. But it's one thing to make it. It's quite another thing for the president, knowing the law is clear that you cannot spy on Americans without a warrant, except if you go to the secret court, the secret FISA court, and get a warrant. But you cannot spy on Americans without following the law. And he just said, you know what? I don't want to follow the law. And what's striking to me, it's not just that the president is lawless, which I think, by the way, is worthy of impeachment, not just censure, as Feingold pointed out, though it's a good start. What interests me is that the Republican Senate last week said, we will not investigate the president. We refuse to see whether or not the president is breaking the law, is violating the Constitution. We don't think it's important. The Constitution is not an important American value. And if you vote for a Republican in Congress, you are voting for a party that says that the American Constitution doesn't matter. It's not important. And that, to me, is a far greater concern, not just than what Bill Clinton did, lying about sex, but even a greater concern than the illegal eavesdropping. Let's go to Terry. Welcome to the Inside Scoop. Terry?
Thank you.
Yes, you're on the line.
Yeah, I think Mr. Bush should lead by example with all the spying and intrusion into people's lives by opening up his gubernatorial records and his business records.
You know, for a man who likes to spy, the one thing he won't allow is us to find out what he's doing. This is the most secretive government ever, from Dick Cheney's Energy Commission to, as you point out, this guy, and I did a story on this years back. It still hasn't, I think, gotten a lot of press, where I have on my website, RadioInsideScoop.com, you can check it in the broadcast archive, the actual documents that show that George Bush was ordered to be somewhere in the National Guard, and he just didn't show up. He violated a direct order. There's, of course, his gubernatorial records, which he won't supply. There's his father's presidential records, which he refuses to supply, and, of course, there are his own. For a guy who wants to spy on everybody, he sure doesn't want us to find out what he's doing. It's a good point. Thank you for making it. Toll-free number, 877-528-TALK. I want to talk about this South Dakota abortion bill because it's interesting. I read over the bill the other day. Now, you probably know about this. The state of South Dakota is determined to see Roe v. Wade overturned. That's, of course, the constitutional decision that protects a woman's right to choose whether or not to have an abortion. So they passed the most extreme abortion law in the country. And it does exactly what I said. If a man rapes his own daughter, it forces the young girl to have the kid. All right? No protections there. You got to have the kid, who would be would have a father and a grandfather, the same person. But what's interesting to me is in some ways how it doesn't go far enough. What the bill says very clearly is that life begins when an egg is fertilized. It even defines it as when the sperm begins to enter the egg, that is life. That is human life. That's what the bill says. Okay? Well, then why is it that the bill doesn't punish women who have these abortions? It only punishes the doctors. I want you to think about this. According to the pro-life movement, or at least the pro-life movement as embodied in the South Dakota law, once you fertilize an egg, that is equivalent to you or me. That thing, which is smaller than a period on a page, far smaller, can't think, can't act, feels no pain, has less brain cell function than an amoeba, certainly far less brain cell function than, you know, pigs and cows, which we eat every day, that is equivalent to you and me. That's what it says. That's what the law says. Then why are they only punishing doctors? I mean, what does that do? Obviously, it encourages women to get unsafe and illegal abortions. Instead of going to the doctor that can give you a legal abortion that doesn't damage the woman, the idea is, let's make women use wire hangers. Because if a woman uses a wire hanger to have an abortion, she can't be punished. It only punishes doctors. But I want you to think about how inconsistent that is. If that one-celled creature that's smaller than a period, that can't think or feel, if it's equivalent in life to you and me, then if a woman has an abortion, that's murder. And South Dakota has a death penalty for murder. So if that law is correct, which is that unborn cell is equivalent to you or me, why aren't they executing hundreds of thousands of women, or the thousands of women, I guess, in South Dakota that have abortions? Let me tell you why. It's because the pro-life people don't believe their own rhetoric. They don't really believe that one-celled creature is equivalent to you and me. They understand that whatever it is, a potential life is not as valuable as you and me. And that's why when thousands of fertilized embryos are destroyed, hundreds of thousands destroyed every year because of the in vitro fertilization process, you don't see right-wingers say, hey, give us all those embryos. We're going to implant them in our own bodies, the pro-life women, and make hundreds of thousands of children. They just let it go. You don't see these mass adoptions by Jerry Falwell. And so my question is this. Do the pro-lifers really believe their own rhetoric? Or is it the case that they know that whatever an abortion is, it isn't murder? And maybe it's time they tone down their rhetoric so you don't have inconsistent laws like you have in South Dakota, which says that from the moment of fertilization you have a life, but then goes and only punishes the doctors. 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
It's a fact. Drastic ups and downs in blood sugar levels create numerous health problems, including abnormal cholesterol, heart disease, and diabetes. Maybe your blood sugar levels are too high. Maybe they're too low. Or maybe you have mood swings. food cravings, high blood pressure, or unexplained excessive weight gain. Or maybe you're one of the millions of people concerned about diabetes. You're going to want to try Synergen, the whole food supplement with the active key ingredient, liquid cinnamon bark, clinically proven to make insulin work 20 times better. 20 times better. Synergen, clinically proven to metabolize blood sugar for energy. You'll be amazed by the increased energy, lack of fatigue, dizziness, and cravings. Proof that Synergen really works. Call now and get your first bottle of Synergen, absolutely free. Call 1-800-208-2877. 1-800-208-2877. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. 1-800-208-2877 for Synergen.
All right, men, you know who's going to be out in front tonight? Our boss, the President of the United States.
Golden Age of Movies presents the Ronald Reagan Classic Film Collection with three great feature-length films. Ronald Reagan was beloved because he embodied the ideals that made America great. It's fascinating to see Reagan as a dashing young actor, knowing the man on the screen will go on to become president and one of the greatest world leaders. This classic collection is nearly 6 hours long and includes Reagan in Tennessee's Partner, Santa Fe Trail, with Errol Flynn, and This Is the Army with George Murphy and Kate Smith.
If you order now, we'll include hilarious classic 50s TV with Ronald Reagan appearing with Milton Berle, Steve Allen, Gary Moore, and James Dean.
All three movies and the classic television, a $30 value for only $19.95.
Order online at ReaganMovies.com or call 1-800-834-044. 1-800-834-0444. From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Who do you think is a bigger criminal? A woman that burns her daughter with an iron on the skin and the child has third-degree burns but lives? Or a woman who has a miscarriage? Well, according to South Dakota law, arguably the woman with the miscarriage is the worst criminal. Let me tell you why. The South Dakota bill defines unborn human being as an individual living member of the species, Homo sapiens, throughout the entire embryonic and fetal ages of the unborn child from fertilization to full gestation and childbirth, quote unquote. And it defines fertilization as, quote, that point in time when a male human sperm penetrates the zona pellucida of a female human ovum, unquote. In other words, the moment the sperm hits that egg, you have got a human being. Well, now, if a woman has a miscarriage, and let's not forget that 15% of all fertilized eggs are miscarried. Right? I mean, they don't attach to the uterine wall. They are naturally miscarried. If that happens, then according to the South Dakota law, you've got a human being flushed down the toilet. And it's awfully negligent of that woman not to wear a net in her underclothes to protect that human being. After all, that human being is equivalent to you and me. She's allowing that human being to be flushed down the toilet. That is, if not murder, not intentional homicide, it's at least negligent manslaughter, right? The woman negligently didn't save it in the net, lost that child down the tubes in the toilet. It would be kind of like someone who accidentally has an accident, right? And kills someone. Well, now compare it to a woman who, let's say negligently, not purposely, negligently allows her children to starve or allows an iron to burn a young child, okay? Negligently leaves it on, the child plays with the iron and burns with itself. Now, that woman did only did massive burns to her child. She didn't kill her child. Maybe if you're pro-life, maybe miscarriage is a greater crime. I raise this because I think even pro-life people would agree that's foolish. Obviously, a miscarriage is nowhere near the kind of crime of allowing a young child to play with an iron. And even the South Dakota law admits that, because the same law that says that it's a human being from the moment of fertilization doesn't punish women for murder when they have an abortion. It only punishes the doctors. And I guess what I have is a problem with these pro-life advocates. Are they not realizing their own rhetoric? When they say abortion is murder, do they really believe it? I suggest they don't. I suggest what they really believe is that abortion's a bad thing, which, frankly, many liberals could agree with, that abortion's a bad thing, that it's a potential life, but it's not of the same value as a life already living. And that's why, frankly, the stem cell research debate, embryonic stem cells, is such a silly question. Should an embryo, which has never existed as a live human being, it's been frozen in a test tube and will continue to be frozen for years on end, can it be sacrificed to save a 14-year-old child's life? Well, of course it can. Of course it can. Would you sacrifice a baby to save a child? No, of course you can't. I think pro-life advocates realize that. They understand that when it's just a cell, it's not a human being, no matter what the people in South Dakota say. So I would call on people, whether they're pro-life or pro-choice, to just be honest with us here. Say if you're pro-life that it's a potential life. It's not a human life. It's not equivalent to you and me. It's a potential life. You want to protect it, and therefore you want to outlaw abortion. But please don't claim, as South Dakota did, that just by fertilizing an egg, suddenly we have a human being equivalent in human dignity to you or me. Lots of other things to talk about. Coming out in the next half hour, I want to talk about Justice O'Connor. Are you aware of the speech she gave, complaining about the Republicans, worried that Republicans in Congress and the president were intruding on judicial independence? There are a number of bills in Congress, in fact, where the Republicans are trying to take away judicial rights. If judges decide, as they have, that in fact you have a First Amendment right to burn a flag, they're going to say, all right, we won't argue that point with you, we just won't allow you to decide. If the president says, as he has, that he has a right to torture people no matter what the law says, no matter what the courts say, or he has a right to eavesdrop on American citizens no matter what the law says, he is in effect taking the right to decide away from the courts. Well, Justice O'Connor has come clean now in saying that that's a bad thing, that you shouldn't be doing that. Well, my question for Justice O'Connor is, shouldn't she have thought of that before she put these people in power to begin with? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
This is Newsbreak. New York police officials announcing a break in the investigation of the murder of Ynette St. Guin. New York Police Commissioner Ray Kelly telling reporters that DNA from blood found on ties used to bind St. Guin matches that of a suspect in the case, Daryl Littlejohn, who's been taken into custody. Severe weather pounding the Midwest, a long line of thunderstorms bringing heavy rain along the Ohio River Valley. The storm stretching from the Mississippi River along Kentucky's northern border all the way up into Pittsburgh. Two deaths are blamed on overnight rough weather in Missouri. A roadside bomb blamed for the deaths of four American soldiers in Afghanistan. The U.S. military saying the explosion ripped through the soldiers' armored vehicle in the eastern province of Kunar. At least 55 people killed in Iraq today by a group of deadly attacks, including a number of car bombings. An autopsy to determine the cause of death of former Yugoslavian leader Slobodan Milosevic has determined it to be classic heart failure. More news at USARadio.com. I'm Jack DeRate.
If you're ready to help alleviate the symptoms of arthritis and joint pain, then you're ready to try Mobisil. Mobisil delivers a powerful pain reliever in a quick-absorbing, deep-penetrating formula. Apply it right to the site of the discomfort for rapid and dramatic relief from arthritis pain, inflamed joints, and sore muscles. Mobisil cream causes no side effects, is non-staining, non-irritating, and odorless. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Save-On, and Price Chopper pharmacies. Thousands of people around the country are enjoying a new life with freedom from arthritis and muscle pain. Now you can too with Mobisil. Mobisil penetrates deep into joints, delivering rapid relief directly to the site of your pain. Unlike other medicated creams, Mobisil's formula is odorless, non-staining, non-irritating, and without side effects, so you can apply it anytime, anywhere. Mobisil. Rub it in and feel it work. Available at Walgreens, Eckerd, Osco, Save-On, and Bruno's pharmacies.
I'm Joe Graydon, and this is our daily update from the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network. The blood test for prostate-specific antigen, or PSA, is used to screen men for prostate cancer. But research published in the Journal of the American Medical Association demonstrates that falsely elevated results are common. A single PSA test is not reliable and should not be used to make a decision on prostate biopsy or surgery. Men whose PSA results are elevated should have a second test done because levels fluctuate normally over time.
Scientists have shown that smoking is bad for your heart, your lungs, your skin, and your love life. As if all that weren't reason enough to quit, British researchers have now discovered that smokers' memories decline faster as they age. People who stopped smoking before the age of 53 were able to reverse this trend. This is Terry Graydon with the People's Pharmacy on the TalkStar Radio Network.
From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Have you noticed that anything the Democrats do is always considered a partisan attack? It really doesn't matter whether it has any basis in law or the Constitution. It's just a partisan attack. The best comparison, of course, is what Senator Feingold of Wisconsin, who I really think is an honorable man, is doing, and what the Republicans in the Senate did over Bill Clinton. Russ Feingold has a motion to censure the president. Now let's, and of course it's about the illegal eavesdropping that he's doing. Now let's go back, if we can, to 1998. Do you remember the debate at that time? Bill Clinton, in a trumped-up investigation where they got Paula Jones, they paid her hundreds of thousands of dollars to file a complaint against Bill Clinton for something that happened years before, and they used that as an expedition to find out everything they could about Bill Clinton's sex life, knowing that Bill Clinton had a pattern of sleeping around. And then, when Bill Clinton didn't want to tell his life about his wife about an extramarital affair, they said, aha, perjury, we need to remove this guy from office. It's a high crime and misdemeanor. Now, I have often argued that the right response for the Democrats, a truly partisan, equal response, would be to do the same thing. All you have to do is pay somebody, and we know a lot of people can be bought, pay somebody to say, you know what, George Bush 10 years ago sold me cocaine, or shared a hit with me. We know Bush has a cocaine problem. You do the lawsuit. It doesn't matter whether it's true or false. Remember, Paula Jones' lawsuit got thrown out of court. And then you take his deposition, and you ask George Bush how many times he's done cocaine. See what he says. See if he'll lie about it. And then you catch him in the same perjury trap that you caught Bill Clinton. Now, if that were to happen, the Republicans would have to say, if George Bush says, I've never done cocaine, and it's easily proved, by the way, that that's false, well, then he'd have to be removed from office just like Bill Clinton. But the real question is, which is a more serious abuse of power? Lying about an affair, using cocaine 10 years ago, or actively violating the Constitution? Because what, if you remember the debate in 1998, the question was, do we impeach Bill Clinton or do we just censure him? The Democrats were supporting a motion of censure, saying, you know what, the president should have told the truth under oath. He shouldn't have lied about sex. Sure, it was a trumped-up charge. Sure, it was someone's personal life they had no right to go into. But just censure the guy. Teach the guy, you know, you got to tell the truth under oath. The Republicans said, no. No, this is more severe than censure. It's worthy of impeachment. Well, now look at what Feingold is doing. And this is, by the way, why I really support Senator Feingold in this regard. He's saying, censure the president. Hey, we may impeach him later. We can still do that. But clearly, when a president violates a clear law, in this case, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, that says you cannot eavesdrop on American citizens without a warrant. There's actually an exception in the law, by the way, and I've read this law, for a foreign agent as well. In other words, if you know someone is working for a foreign government, you're allowed to spy on them without a warrant. But the president didn't do that, right? He didn't go to a court and say, hey, I know these people are Al-Qaeda. We need a warrant. He went and he spied on everybody. And how do we know this? How do we know the president is lying when he says, I just spied on people who got phone calls from Al-Qaeda? One way we know it is through Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, the same Attorney General, let's recall, who refused to give a statement under oath when talking about this program. understand the Republicans' agenda here. If you're asked about whether or not you had an affair with your wife, as, you know, probably a third of the congressmen, I'm sorry to say, have had affairs, if you ask that question, that you have to be under oath. But if you ask the Attorney General of the United States whether or not anyone's being spied on besides people talking to Al-Qaeda, he refuses to say so under oath. And so they asked him more questions, you know, what is the scope of this procedure? And he said he would not say. In other words, he said the president's been lying to us all along. So what does Russ Feingold says? He says, let's censure the president. At the same time as the Senate Democrats are saying, let's investigate the matter. But the Republican view is, we don't want to investigate. We don't want to censure. We don't want to know the truth of what is going on, because the truth may show, and in fact I think they know will show, that the president has been violating the Constitution. So think back to impeachment, folks. Think back to what the Republicans said really mattered, honesty and integrity in government, and then think about Russ Feingold's resolution and whether it's time to censure the president. Toll-free numbers, 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. We'll be right back after this.
Johnny Reese is a major league pitcher who has always had a talent for striking people out. Teams fell over themselves trying to recruit the young man with a menacing fastball. But baseball isn't his only talent. You see, he's also a major league hitman, a contract killer who likes his work. Reese can do more than strike you out. He can eliminate you altogether. Jack Kane, a retired New York City detective, has a talent of his own, catching bad guys. When it comes to murder investigations, Jack Kane is a big leaguer, too. For action and suspense, Squeeze Play by Jim Harrington is a grand slam. You can buy a Squeeze Play at all your favorite online booksellers. But for Talk Star Radio listeners, this is a special deal. Buy Squeeze Play now at a special discounted price and receive a signed autographed copy from the author. Buy yours now at yourmorning.com. Yourmorning.com.
I know you've heard me talk about Margie Garrison, the arthritis lady, but have I told you about the time she was thrown out of an arthritis convention for telling the truth that most arthritis sufferers attending that convention didn't need the expensive and maybe dangerous drugs and treatments they were being sold? Man alive, did they hustle her out of there pronto? This might not work for absolutely everybody, but if you get Mrs. Garrison's program and give it a try for a year and it doesn't end up ending most of your pain, ask for your money back. Look it up for yourself online at healthstarproducts.com. That's H-E-A-L-T-H, healthstarproducts.com. See what the doctors are saying about Mrs. Garrison's program and if this works for you or a member of your family.
From Washington, back to the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. The lines are open. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Before the break, I was talking about Alberto Gonzalez, our Attorney General, and how it is that he refused to testify under oath about the eavesdropping program. Now, when you hear critics, like we had Catherine DeBrecht on in the first hour, or other conservatives who are defending the administration, or even callers that call into this show, what do they say? They say, you know what, Mark, why can't we investigate calls between Al-Qaeda and people in the United States? Which is a silly question, because as I always point out, hey, you know what, we can investigate. We go, we get a warrant, we get probable cause, we can tap these phones all we want. But the reason why they're bringing that up is because George Bush wants you to think that that's all that he's authorized. He wants you to think that he's not spying on you and me. But when asked that question, Gonzalez said that's all that he's authorized, right? But Gonzalez wasn't under oath. So the committee asked him further questions. And just this week, Gonzalez wrote the committee a letter clarifying his earlier testimony. Let me quote, "I did not and could not address any other classified intelligence activities." That's what the Attorney General said. Quote, I was confining my remarks to the terrorist surveillance program as described by the president, unquote. Got it? In other words, what Attorney General Gonzalez was saying, not under oath, is that the terrorist surveillance program, the program which is defined as the Al-Qaeda American Citizens Terrorist Program, only looks at spying on American citizens that talk to Al-Qaeda. But the let's spy on the left program, or the let's take down our political opponents program, or the Watergate burglary redux program, well, we're not going to talk about those. In other words, the president is saying, I'm only going to tell you what I've already told you, and I'm not going to tell you about anything else. Remember, this is the same president that said in April 2004, quote, anytime you hear the United States government talking about wiretap, it requires a court order, unquote. At the very moment we know that he was breaking that statement when he was eavesdropping on us. So here's the point. When I did a show a year ago talking about Bush saying, hey, you need a court order to get a wiretap, conservatives I had on the air said, see, he was telling the truth because he was only talking about the Patriot Act. And now that Alberto Gonzalez is saying, eavesdropping, the conservatives are saying, no, he's only talking about terrorists. But he's not, folks. If you ever want the inside scoop, all you have to do is look at this letter. What Gonzalez is saying is if you catch us in something, then we'll come clean. If the New York Times finds out that we are lying to you, then we'll come clean. But at the same time, there is no doubt in my mind that the Bush administration is doing exactly what J. Edgar Hoover did in the 1960s when he spied on Martin Luther King. They are eavesdropping on their political opponents. We know they're eavesdropping, in effect, on the Quakers in Vermont. They are doing far more than they've admitted to of doing. And when will Republicans wake up? When will the flyover country wake up and realize their president's a liar? Let's go to Pat in San Diego. Pat, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Oh, yeah, Mark, I called in earlier, you know, and kind of got on to Iraq topic there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I didn't think that was off topic. I mean, I was questioning her credentials. She said she was concerned about her kids. She's written a book stating she's a conservative and we're liberals. And I was just wanted to see if she was sincere, and I don't think she was.
Well, you know, it's interesting because a lot of people like her are trying to make money off of this false notion, I think, this false separation of conservatives and liberals. I mean, in some ways we are distinct, but in other ways, in terms of things like patriotism, in terms like the war in Iraq, I think we all see it's a failure. You know, there was an interesting study just recently, a poll, that showed that 7 out of 10 Republicans believed Iraq was going into civil war. It was higher among Democrats and independents. So, you know, is she a real conservative? I think she believes in what she's saying, but I also think she's making a lot of money off of it.
Well, but I think also she's that many-pronged attack. You know, a tyrant comes into a country, he attacks the media, he attacks the intelligentsia, and he attacks the prominent people. And she's just one prong of that attack. So I figure, you know, I want to choose the battlefield, not let her do it.
Well, fair enough. Her book was on Hollywood, which is why we were talking about Hollywood. But I was glad you asked the question, because it's interesting. One of the things that they don't want to talk about now is Iraq. Here it is. Iraq is becoming a civil war. There's no question about it. You have mosques, one Shiites bombing Sunni mosques, Sunnis bombing Shiite mosques. And what's interesting is that they've already had this civil war. It happened during the Iran-Iraq War in the early 1980s. And the Republicans at that time tried to play one side off the other. First, they sent money and aid to Iraq, and then they'd send it to Iran and go back and forth. They're doing the same thing now, only now we've got our own men and women stuck in the crossfire.
And when you ask them if they'll send their kid, they'll talk about anything but that.
Yeah. Well, she said she'd be proud of her kid if he made that decision. I'll tell you, one of the things that really galls me when they start challenging our patriotism is exactly our military there in Iraq. I am concerned about the men and women there, and I want to help bring them home. And to do that, you know, they suggest it's somehow unpatriotic. How is it that saving American lives, when did that become unpatriotic?
How long is it going to go on, like Vietnam? You know, what's the deal?
I think it will. I'll tell you what I think, Pat. I think that we are going to be drawing down troops before the November 2006 election. I really do. Not because the president wants to, but because the American people are forcing him to. not just Democrats and independents even more. He never has cared about Democrats and independents. But even Republicans are starting to realize we have no chance of victory there. We're in the middle of a civil war, and I think he realizes that there's going to be a Democratic landslide in November 2006. And so he's going to do a lot of what Richard Nixon did in 1972 when he claimed he had a secret plan to end the war in Vietnam. That's kind of what Bush is going to do. He's going to draw down troops and say he's got this, you know, secret plan to solve all of Iraq's problems, when really what he's doing is retreating, which, hey, it's a good thing, but it should have happened years ago.
Well, talking about years ago, Mark, on the port security.
Yeah.
Four years ago at Easter dinner, I got called to visit a buddy at his house, and I started talking about dirty bombs, and he said I'd rather talk about dirty rice, you know, because we were talking about how ports would just, you know, a container is just like a big claymore for a dirty bomb. And there was no port security there. It was patently obvious. And if somebody can see this sitting at a dinner table, why couldn't Bush, and why couldn't he see it? And he did. He's done nothing about it for 4 years.
You know, what's interesting is that people are pretending that this is a new issue. I hear, you know, the Fox propaganda channel talking about, oh, Democrats are just piling on now because, you know, this port security thing was such a bad idea. My very first show on air in June 2003 was on Homeland Security, and specifically on port security. Because you're absolutely right. You have those big containers. They're not being checked. And I'll tell you something else that has not come up in the news, but I'll give you the scoop. And I talked about this 2.5 years ago. Airline security is in danger, not from the passengers, but from the mail that goes on underneath. I mean, it's almost – I've had people say, Mark, you shouldn't mention this on the air, but how else are we going to tell our congressman to do something about it? Did you know that when they check your shoes, they don't check your packages? That you can mail a package, it can go under a plane, and they don't check those? It's ridiculous. We Democrats, when I worked on the committee overseeing Homeland Security, we had a bill to strengthen port security, to strengthen airline security, to buy up the loose nukes in the former Soviet Union. And the president said, you know what, that's too much money. He wanted to do his big tax cut at that point. He didn't want to do, for example, we wanted to harden chemical and nuclear plants. We felt that, you know, just on September 11th, when they didn't bring chemical weapons from Baghdad, they used our own strength against us, someone could do a Timothy McVeigh-like bomb in a chemical or nuclear plant, and then a plume of smoke would kill thousands of Americans. So we wanted to do things like, you know, put those barriers up, those stone barriers, to require chemical and nuclear plants to do that. And George Bush came back and said, you know what? That is needless regulation, he called it. Needless regulation. And so he threatened to veto the bill. And after he threatened to veto it, the Republicans who had supported the bill backed off of it and didn't support it anymore. So this security issue is a very old issue. What's new is the press is finally starting to look at it, because Republicans are finally coming on board and recognizing that we don't want a country connected with Al-Qaeda to control our ports. But this is an old issue. You're absolutely right. It's been going on for many years.
You're doing a great job, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat, for your call. Folks, if you want to call in, it's 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. The ports issue is interesting because you notice what happened here. George Bush was threatening his very first veto. He has never done a single veto in his entire presidency. The Republicans pass pork bill after pork bill. You know, they take millions of dollars, billions of dollars from poor Americans and use it to sponsor a bridge to nowhere in Alaska. No veto. But George Bush was threatening to veto this one. He was threatening to veto the bill supported by a wide number of Republicans and Democrats to say that Dubai, a country with very close connections, the United Arab Emirates, very close connections with Al-Qaeda, shouldn't be controlling New York City's port or Baltimore or Miami or New Orleans. Well, they planned to do the veto, and they found out they had enough votes to override that veto. That's right. They had two-thirds of Democrats and Republicans ready to override that veto. So what does Bush do? He calls in his chits. He calls in his connections with the United Arab Emirates, which he's had all along. I mean, why do you think he wanted to aid them in the first place? He calls in his chits, and they back out of the deal. Surprise, surprise. They let him save face. Well, what's clear is this is a president who's always been caring more about business interests than about American security to begin with. If he were not so close with the UAE, would they really have backed out to help him save face politically? 877-528-TALK, 877-528-8255. Hang on the line. We'll get to your calls right after this.
If you've got kids, chances are sooner or later you're going to need dental help. And when you do, I hope you'll remember 1995dental.com. 1995dental.com tells you how to save about 50% on braces for your kids, similar savings on other services. Because this isn't insurance, there is no waiting period, no exclusion, no claim forms to fill out. You get instant savings from tens of thousands of dentists coast to coast. Unlike a lot of insurance policies, this discount program covers cosmetic dentistry, bonding, and cleaning. For the individual, it's $11.95 a month, but for the entire family, everyone who lives under your roof, regardless of age or relationship, it's $19.95 a month. Hence our name, 1995dental.com. Type in the numbers 1995, then the word dental.com. 1995dental.com will save you.
Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom, the television show that America grew up watching. Now available on DVD. 20 episodes are yours for just $29.99. That's the money-saving price if you order online from RetroTelevision.com. RetroTelevision.com. Wild Kingdom, featuring Marlon Perkins and all the regular features that made this show a favorite family watching habit. Sorry, phone orders are not available at this low price of $29.99 for 20 episodes. Order this set now and get 3 episodes with famed primate researcher Diana Fossey from Gorillas in the Mist. Order from RetroTelevision.com or go to www.TalkStarRadio.com. Save 25% with the online offering Wild Kingdom from RetroTelevision.com and TalkStar Radio. From Washington, more of the Inside Scoop with Mark Levine.
Welcome back to the Inside Scoop. Just a few minutes left. The toll-free number is 877-528-TALK. Tom in San Diego, welcome to the Inside Scoop.
Hi, Mark. I've listened to you for a long time. I really like your show.
Thank you.
What I want to ask about, you, it seems like you're drifting away from it. I want to hear what Sandra Day O'Connor had to say about these jerks.
What Sandra Day O'Connor said was that, and it's interesting because her remarks were at Georgetown, and she told said that they can't transcribe it. But there were a number of reporters that were there, and what she said was that the Republicans are threatening judicial independence. What she said, in effect, was the Republicans are saying that just like they won't let Congress have oversight over the president, they won't let the courts have oversight as well. And she warned about it. Now, what's interesting to me is that she's doing this when she's no longer on the court, right? I mean, this is a woman who put George Bush into power. Gore got the most votes in Florida, and she was the deciding vote, 5-4, to say that, you know, they wouldn't count the votes. And yet now when she's no longer in power, now she's saying, you know, you have to watch out. The Republicans are becoming a dictatorship, in effect. It's very interesting stuff. And it's interesting because I think she may now be having second thoughts. And she sort of realized that while she's in power, she has to do the bidding of the Republican Party. But I think now she's backing off, but not enough, in my view. I really think she has to go a lot farther.
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I'm so upset about this whole thing. And I'm a registered Republican. My wife and I both are, and you know, we have nothing to do with them anymore. And they sent the thing to my wife saying, if you saw this thing, saying they wanted to let Bush run the country any way he wants.
Well, that's what O'Connor said. O'Connor, I'll tell you one word she used, which is surprising a lot of people. She used the word dictatorship.
Right.
She actually said that we are heading toward dictatorship. Now, she didn't say Bush is a dictator. But she said that if we attack our courts, if we don't allow judicial independence, then that's where we go. And that's a pretty dramatic thing for a Supreme Court justice that, after all, put this dictatorship in power to begin with. Right? I mean, it's a pretty dramatic thing.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks for your call. I'll tell one more quick story about Sandra Day O'Connor. After the Bush v. Gore decision, I wrote a piece called A Layman's Guide to Bush v. Gore that you can find on my website. But basically, it condemned the decision. It went through and showed how it was a completely illogical decision. Sandra Day O'Connor's clerk, a former clerk for Sandra Day O'Connor, wrote me and agreed with me that his boss was a hypocrite. Sandra Day O'Connor cares about states' rights. She cares about strictly applying the law. But in the Bush v. Gore decision, she threw away states' rights. She said Florida doesn't have a right to count its own votes. We're going to determine who wins. And so even her own clerks, conservatives who supported her agenda, recognized that she wasn't being true to the Constitution. Tomorrow on the Inside Scoop at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Time, I've got a terrific guest from the Service Members Legal Defense Fund. You may have heard the Supreme Court's decision this week, which is that law schools who don't want to allow military recruiters on campus because the military discriminates against Americans who want to serve, who happen to be gay, and that the law schools have these non-discrimination proposals. Well, they said, in effect, Congress could force those schools to put the military recruiters on campus, even though they violated the school's anti-discrimination clauses. What's really interesting to me, though, is not so much the free speech question, but the overall question of whether it's still a good idea to kick out people who serve the military well just because they're gay. The very best Arabic translator in the Arabic training school was a guy named Alistair Gamble.